Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bob Haney, Serato, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haney joining us now as he does every Tuesday from USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, how are you feeling this morning?
Feeling good. Ravens need a big win on Sunday. Do not want to drop to 1-4. That would be a situation where you're really in some trouble. And I don't know what would happen. I didn't want to know what would happen at 1-3, but here we are.
Well, they were up 15 in week one. They should have been 1-0, but that's a revisiting things that are still painful 3 weeks later. But Nnamdi Madubuike out for the year. We won't even start to speculate what his career arc will be. We know that he's done for 25. According to Ian Rappaport, Marlon Humphrey, Roquan Smith, they're going to miss the next couple of weeks at least. You already have Van Noy and Broderick Washington out for a couple of more weeks. So where does Zach Orr turn to fix a defense that was already broken before these guys started dropping like flies here?
Well, it's going to be a lot of younger players stepping up. You know, the rookies are going to have to make impacts. And whether that's Malachi Starks, Teddy Buchanan, Aeneas Peebles, all those guys are going to have to kind of step up and really have bigger roles than anticipated. I guess Malachi was expecting, you know, he's a starter, so that's a little different. But, you know, you don't really have a lot of other options here at this point because, you know, it's hard to kind of get everybody on the same page like that when you have so many injuries. And, you know, it's not like the defense was playing great when those guys were in there anyway. I mean, you know, with guys like Roquan and Marlon, they've had rough years to start, but, you know, the experience that they have is valuable. And, you know, with them going down for a couple of weeks, it's going to be guys like Keon Martin, who's going to fill in the slot there for Marlon. And obviously with Roquan, it will be Teddy Buchanan, like I said. But that's really all that you can do right now. I mean, you can look to the practice squad. You can look to free agency. You can look to make trade. And I'm sure that Eric DeCosta is trying to figure out ways to get people in and see what's available right now. But at this point, you just kind of have to rely on the younger players. And, you know, for a team that's competing for a Super Bowl and has started off as slow as they have, that's something that is a little bit scary.
Why do you think that they didn't run the ball more last week?
Something about that Chiefs team and running the ball and everything. I just think that the Chiefs have the Ravens number. And because to me, like, there's not a viable explanation. To me, it probably would just be, again, that the Ravens felt like it was going to be this really high-scoring game for both teams, and for the Chiefs it certainly was. But, you know, they're like, oh, wow, we have to keep pace with the Chiefs, and we're not going to be able to do that if we run the ball. But then Derrick Henry is averaging over 5 yards a carry, and you don't utilize him. I mean, the running game averaged 10 yards a carry, essentially, and even if you take out Justice Hill's 70-yard touchdown, they still average 6 yards a carry. So I just – We're here again for this Ravens team we've been here too many times for this Ravens team when you're talking about just abandoning the running game. You know, it's something that, yes, they become more balanced under Todd Monken. We know that. You know, they're throwing the football a lot more, and that's great. Like, it's good that they're doing that. But you need to also play to your strengths, and one of their biggest strengths is the ground game. And when it's actively working for you and you continue to abandon it in some of these big-time moments, I mean, it's essentially hurting your chances and almost – you know, you're taking away something that you know can help you in a football game. So it's the same conversation about not having Derrick Henry out there on some of those third and short, fourth and short plays. And John Harbaugh clearly made it clear he didn't like what Todd Monken was doing out there on Sunday, but he's also the head coach. So I feel like, you know, he has his fingerprints all over this team. I think, you know, real conversations have to be had. And we'll kind of see what those look like over the course of the next couple of weeks.
How do they fix all the missed tackles the last 2 weeks?
A lot of tackling drills, I guess. I don't know. It feels like we're back in like 2022 and they were missing tackles left and right. And that was the conversation each and every single week. I mean, they have to, you know, wrap up. You got to go to the legs and just kind of hug the legs like that. That's what you got to do. I mean, The thing is, they're also a team that wants to force turnovers. And they haven't done that. The last time the Ravens forced a turnover that wasn't against the Browns was the Texans on Christmas Day. So now you go and play Houston again. But they're trying to punch the ball out. They're trying to be aggressive, trying to make those plays. And I think that, again, like that's great. Like, forcing turnovers, or at least trying to, is something they should be doing. But not at the expense of actually bringing the ball carrier down. You know, it should be something that, you know, you have a guy, or maybe your teammate has a guy and you're going in, you know, Marlon Humphrey, got the peanut punch going on, fruit punch going on there, but not at the expense of the guy wriggling out of the tackle and going and picking up 5-10 extra yards because you can't make your stop. So I think that I'm not saying to not prioritize forcing turnovers, because they should. But I think you can't just, like, you know, be super, okay, we're just going to go for the ball every single time. And you know, we'll only wrap up with one arm and try to go for the ball with the other one. I think you have to be selective in when you do that.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens wire. Maybe they go Mr. Miyagi and sweep the leg, do what they have to do. But Kevin, if the Ravens are 1-5 at the bye, next two home games against playoff teams from last year, Houston and then LA, the Rams, that is, could we expect to see changes in some capacity on the sidelines during the bye week before the Bears come to town?
I would assume so. If they're 1-5, I mean, I'm not sure they'd fire John Harbaugh in season. I feel like that would be an off-season thing for them. But, I mean, I would assume it would be one of the coordinators. You know, I know Zach Orr would probably be the one that everybody's looking at right now. I mean, yeah, if you're 1-5, you're in a lot of trouble heading into that bye week. Even though your schedule opens up a little bit, I mean, you're leaving yourself very little wiggle room to actually go out there and lose a game or two. That essentially would end your season. So, yeah, if they're 1-5, I'd expect them to make a change for sure.
Kevin Allstriker, US said, hey, Ravens wire. Kevin, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll catch up with you next week.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kevin Allstriker will come back, whip around two games on Monday night. We'll talk about those. A little highlight action for you. One team picked up their first win. Another team just picked up their second straight, which could be a lot of consecutive losses. And then at the bottom of the hour, notes from the North. We're going to Cleveland with Scott Petrak, Richard Skinner from WKRC in Cincinnati, and then Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Talk about the first-place Steelers. That's right, the first-place Pittsburgh Steelers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.